Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, December 4th, episode 102. In this podcast, we get into three topics. First, we'll look at the NBA and preview a bunch of games tipping off the rest of the week, highlighted by a big matchup between Denver and the team with the best record in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Next, we head to the college game and preview some big games tipping off the rest of the week, including some really good matchups highlighted by Wisconsin versus Marquette and that in-state border battle and Kentucky taking on Gonzaga. Lastly, we'll head to the women's game. As you guys know how I feel about TCU, well, they got the ultimate test. I know they're number three in the country, but Dawn Staley's team is playing well. We'll preview South Carolina versus TCU, which will tip off Sunday evening. Let's get started with the podcast. But before we get into the NBA in regards to the games, some news that kind of broke right before we taped this is Kevin Durant is going to be reevaluated for a week after his ankle injury suffered. I do believe that was last night. And it continues to be a trend for a team that I have a hard time believing that this team is going to make a run at a championship because they just can't stay healthy. Now, I understand, folks, it's only a week, but it's just a pattern of behavior and a pattern of just unfortunate circumstances to a team in Phoenix that really has played really good basketball when they're all there. And you look at that three-headed monster of Kevin Durant, of Devin Booker, and of Bradley Beal, and just the effectiveness and the way they could score is just something that is really hard to really, deal with. You know, Kevin Durant was averaging about 25.8 points per game, 6.7 rebounds, but the key thing, he was shooting about 54% from the floor and 45% from three. Simply put, folks, Phoenix is 11-2 with Kevin Durant this year. They're 1-6 without him. Now, out of those seven games, five of those games, Bradley Beal had missed as well. So now, Bradley Beal has to pick up some of the scoring slack, along, obviously, with Devin Booker, as they start to have this injury concern again. For a Phoenix Suns team that, like I said, has played really good basketball with Kevin Durant, but without him, not so much, sitting at sixth place in the Western Conference right now. And obviously looking at the NBA Cup, they were eliminated, even though they went to a 3-1 record. Now let's tip off and talk about the games that are tipping off on Thursday and Friday. Now remember, folks, the NBA Cup games are finished, all right, at least the group play. Next podcast on Monday, we'll preview the quarterfinal games that are tipping off Tuesday and Wednesday. So even games that are tipping off on Friday, folks, these are all just regularly season contests, just so you're aware. First game off the jump is Denver and Cleveland. Now, when you really look at this matchup that's going to take place, I do believe this is on Thursday night, NBA TV. This is going to be a nationally televised game, is you look at Cleveland winners of three of their last five. Remember, they lost back-to-back games to the Atlanta Hawks, a team that could say that they're the only team in the NBA. Think about this, how flaky Atlanta is, who made the NBA Cup in regards to the number three seed in East. A team in Atlanta that's the only team this year to beat both Boston and Cleveland. Think about that for a second, folks. But when you look at this matchup here, you know, to me, it's about, can Denver start to right themselves a little bit here? You look at the play of Nikola Jokic averaging a triple-double this season and really cementing himself as maybe not the best, you know, I'm sorry, maybe not the MVP, even though he is the favorite in the clubhouse. You can look at SGA, Jalen Brunson, others. But, you know, you're looking at a guy that's right now the best player in the world, right? Versus the Cleveland Cavs team that really does so many things well in regard to the number of people, number of players that can score. So when you start looking at, you know, what are we looking at here? You have to look at the play in Nikola Jokic. This is a matchup nightmare for Jared Allen because of his ability to come outside. And it's a matchup problem for Evan Mobley because Evan Mobley just doesn't have the sheer girth. So where are we looking at? Well, to me, folks, I'm looking right at the triple-double for Nikola Jokic. Or if you want to go PRA over, that's fine. If you look at it, he's had three triple-doubles in his last four games versus Cleveland. If you look at the fact of a 28, 18, and 16, right? You know, that's quick math. I think that's 60 combined PRA. You look at the next game, he's got the game he didn't get it. That's a 35 PRA. And then the last two, you know, you're looking at a 55 PRA and a 53 PRA. So if you're looking at anything about a 50 and a half and over for PRA, that's what you're looking at with Nikola Jokic as someone that really gives them a lot of fits. Will be a really tight game. Will be a start of a stretch where Cleveland's going to play a little bit tougher competition. We'll see what Cleveland does. You got to think about really quick after this game. Cleveland playing Denver has to play Charlotte and then Miami on back-to-back nights. Then they have Washington, Brooklyn, and then the stretch starts. Milwaukee, Philadelphia, then an easy game. Then they got that big road trip to end the year where they got to go to Denver, Golden State, Lakers, Dallas. So you're going to see really quickly where they line up. But right now, over 50.5, if I see that out there for Nikola Jokic, or at the triple-doubles at even money, that's where my play is going to be. Next matchup is between Sacramento and the Grizzlies. This Grizzlies team, the main thing with them is about their health, right, and getting everyone back in order. This game will also tip off on Thursday night here, and you kind of have to look at the fact that we have a struggling team in Mike Brown's team. So even though they lost the last game, the Grizzlies, 121-116 last night to Dallas, in Dallas, the Kings have been really a tough team to kind of gauge, particularly in the road, including having a rough loss last week, 115-106 at Portland. I'm going to be taking minus a point and taking the Memphis Grizzlies. I just think this is a team, when they're home, they're 10-3. I know they missed Zach Edey, but they got enough with Ja, with Bane, with Triple J, that they can get the job done versus a Kings team that's just way too flighty. I'm going to go ahead and take the Grizzlies minus points. Next matchup, Milwaukee, folks, they're starting to play better. They got the number one team coming out of the East for the NBA Cup because I think their point differential, I think it was a 70, if I'm not mistaken here. And they play on Friday night, I do believe. They're going to play Boston. In Boston, you know that's obviously that's going to be a nationally televised game here. And to me, you know, Chris Middleton still has to come back from Milwaukee. So that is, you know, obviously the fear there. When you look at the Bucks, though, you know, they are playing a lot better basketball. You know, they've won, I do believe, 7 or 8 games in a row. But, folks, let's not get fooled here, okay? Houston by one. I think it was the second leg of a back-to-back for Houston. Home Chicago, home Indiana, home Charlotte, tough win at Miami, home Washington at Detroit. I mean, where's the tough game? Where's the game that you look at it and you're like, oh, wow, that's the challenging opponent that they have to play. So simply put, I'm looking at the Celtics minus a point here. I'm looking at a team total over for the Celtics, for a team that really, when push comes to shove, can't really defend versus a Boston team that now with Porzingis back is high-flying on offense. So I'm going to be looking at the Celtics team total over. Next, we'll go to Friday. Another game in regard to Sacramento is they're doing a little quick back-to-back. And they're going to go ahead and they're going to take on the Spurs. A Spurs team that people know I was really big on their team total win over, which right now they're sitting at 11-10. So they're sitting above 500, which then obviously trends them towards doing well. And the reason why I'm going to take the Spurs is you're going to have a back-to-back situation. Right? You're going to have a back-to-back situation. And you think that, you know, if Sacramento is going to play their starters big minutes versus the Grizzlies the night before, then you got to go ahead and look at San Antonio, a team that's 8-4 at home. Problem with San Antonio is they don't play well on the road, right? So if you're looking at that and looking at a Spurs team, yeah, they've lost, you know, they lost a rough game to the Lakers, 119-101. They lost at Phoenix last night by 11, but they have a two-point win at Sacramento earlier this week. They beat Golden State by 10 at home. So to me, you know, seeing a team on a back-to-back versus a young team, you have to look at the play of Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. Victor Wembanyama right now that's scoring 23.5 points per game, 10.4 rebounds, 3.8 assists, 3.4 blocks. Remember, when I talked about this last podcast or the podcast before, I said I expected about 24, 12, 4, and 4. Well, Wemby's giving you 23.5, 10.4, 3.8, 3.4. So he's right in line with what I thought Wemby was going to do. I think what's really been the key for them is I think the play of Stephon Castle getting about 11.5 points per game, and Chris Paul, you know, at 28.8 minutes per game, getting you 10.3 points, 8.2 assists, giving that leadership presence that a young team in San Antonio needs. He looks rejuvenated. He looks wily. He's showing the things that we have seen Chris Paul do in the past. And he doesn't have to score big numbers because he's got guys like Wemby with him. So, you know, you got to also remember, folks, this is a team that 11-10, you know, the second leading scorer last year, Devin Vassell, literally just came back about a week ago. So he's working his way back. He's only played 7 games this year. He got an 18-point-a-game score. And obviously, Jeremy Sochan is starting to work his way back. So this is a team that's starting to get their depth together, right? Sochan just played his first game last night, 14 points, 12 rebounds. So Spurs, everybody back. Kings don't play well on the road. Kings on a second leg of a back-to-back. Take the San Antonio Spurs minus points. It actually could be a money line game because I don't think that's going to be a terribly, terribly big spread. Last game, Friday night, probably the second leg, I'm going to say, of the doubleheader for ESPN, and that's going to be Minnesota at the Warriors. A Warriors team that 12-8 has lost 5 games in a row. And part of that is the fact that they have not had Draymond Green. Right, versus a Minnesota Timberwolves team that seemingly, I mean, maybe they're starting to get it together, but I can't put much stock in a 109-80 win versus the Lakers when the Lakers were in the second leg of a back-to-back. And LeBron James looking anything but the king, someone that, you know, we'll probably talk about a little bit more next week here. But after losing 4 games in a row, 2 wins in a row for Minnesota, but you got to look at the fact that they have to go to the Clippers on Wednesday night tonight, and then they have to go to Golden State. And that's a 2-game road swing with Golden State, meaning they play Golden State Friday, Golden State Sunday. Got to look for a split here. I'm gonna go on a limb here. I'm going to take Minnesota plus the points. I think Golden State is starting to come back down to earth. It looks like a team like Minnesota is starting to try and hang its hat defensively. You got to look at you know, I know Sacramento scored 115, but if you look at even the loss of Toronto, 110, but that's a game that they had to foul down the stretch. 110, 107, 111, that's an overtime game, so it's really under 110. 115, and then 92-80. Maybe if you want to look at something, maybe look at the team total under for Golden State Warriors if you don't want to take the spread. So really quick, look at Joker, over 15.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Let's look at the Grizzlies minus a point home versus the Kings. We're going to look at the Celtics minus a point. If you want to look their team total over, that's fine with me. Spurs minus a point or money line if it's 2.5 or less. And then we're going to take the Timberwolves plus the points or Golden State under their team total. Now to the college game. And really quickly, you know, five games that are tipping off the rest of the week that I catch my attention. First off, Brad Underwood and the job that he's done at the University of Illinois. They have a big matchup. You got to remember, some leagues start their league play before first week of December. One of those is the Big Ten. So that's why you see this weird, you know, matchup, you know, this early on between Illinois and Northwestern, and a Northwestern team that, let's be honest, you know, has played well so far, Chris Collins' crew, but you have to look at coming into that game Friday night. Well, who has Northwestern played? They're 6-3, right? You look at their schedule, you know, anybody has, they lost to Dayton by 5, they lost to Butler by 2, they just lost the buzzer last night to Iowa, and they have to, you know, it'll be home for Illinois. I like Illinois here. I think Illinois is a well-coached team. I think Brad Underwood will find a way to grind this game out. Obviously, I'll preview this game and all these games more when the games are played. Next, rematch of last year. This is a in-state border battle here between Wisconsin and Marquette. If I do believe last year, I do believe Wisconsin got the win, if I'm not mistaken. And I am just a big believer and Shaka Smart and what this team is doing. They're 8-0 right now, playing really good basketball. They'll see now because they're going to get tested, folks. They have Iowa State tonight in Ames. Right, against Iowa State, which may not be in Ames. I may be wrong about that. But they're at Iowa State. But then they have Wisconsin at home. So a big two-game stretch for a team in Marquette that's the 13th best team defensively when it comes to efficiency. So I'm looking at Wisconsin going their team total under. I think Shaka Smart's team is as good as they come defensively, and they have a whole week before they have to travel to Dayton. So big matchup there. Look for Wisconsin to go team total under. Third matchup, UK Gonzaga. And Kentucky suffered their first loss last night at Clemson in the SEC-ACC Challenge. Listen, that's nothing wrong going to Little John and losing by 4 points. That team plays extremely well at home versus a Gonzaga team that's looked as good as anybody has. I think the thing you have to look at here with Kentucky is how well Mark Pope's team is defended. Even on the road going against Clemson, they give up only 70 points. Kind of speaks to the defense that they've played so far. You know, Bucknell scored 72. That was a 28-point game, right? You know, Clemson scored 70, foul late, right? So when you look at this, no one's really cracked to me truly, truly that 70-point barrier. So maybe look at where that team total lies for Gonzaga, because Gonzaga, one of the most powerful offenses in the nation. Let's see if Mark Pope and the Wildcats can slow them down. That's the number I'm waiting to see that comes out. It's a team total for Gonzaga. If they inflate that too high, I'm looking to go under. Next game, Duke versus Louisville. Pat Kelsey's done a really good job in his first season at Louisville. They've played some tough games. They've battled, you know, I think they had a tough game, you know, getting blown out by Chris Beard and Ole Miss, and there's no shame in that because I think Chris Beard is one of the best coaches in the country. Taking on a Duke team that, you know, listen, at the end of the day, they have aspirations for a national title here. So I'm going to be taking a look at Duke here minus the points. I don't think it's going to be an overly big spread in this matchup, which will take place on Sunday at the Yum Center. So this is a true road game for Duke. I'm going to be looking at Duke minus the points here in this matchup versus Louisville. Lastly, Kansas. They have a big matchup tonight with Creighton. They're going to go into Missouri to face a 7-1 Missouri team. I'm not going against Kansas until I see someone beat them. I mean, simply put, this team that Bill Self has at his disposal is so deep, and I don't even think they're playing like at the top of their game yet. You know, when you have a team that's got, I think I'm counting it right, 6 or 7 guys getting you 8 points a game or more, right? The thing that you have to look at with them is they're shooting only 34.5% from three, right? Zeke Mayo, the transfer, is only shooting 31.6%. That's your shooter. Dewan Harris is shooting 23.1% from three. You know, those are the two starting guards. You know, when you have a team that could take a guy like a AJ Store and basically bring him off the bench, they're loaded. So to me, that's Kansas minus the points until I see someone knock him off. So really quick, I'm looking at Indiana on the road to take out Northwestern. Let's see what the line is. We're looking at Wisconsin and Illinois. I'm sorry. Minus the points on the road at Northwestern. Let's see what the line is. We're looking at Wisconsin team total under versus Marquette. We'll take a look and see what the Gonzaga team total is. Once that comes out, we got Duke minus the points. It'll be a short spread at Louisville, and then Kansas minus the points at Missouri. Really quick, couple of minutes here. Big matchup taking place on Sunday. We've talked about the job that Mark Campbell and Xavi Lopez has done at TCU with the play of Haley Van Lith, who's been absolutely sensational, with the play of Sedona Prince, who's been absolutely sensational. You can look at Madison Connor as being the shooter and what she has done for TCU, right? But, folks, this is a different kind of animal coming into town. Because Dawn Staley's team, after losing a game, they are in a bad mood. So Sunday night, primetime, 7 p.m., TCU will host South Carolina. Interesting enough, folks, this is going to be, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be a triple header at the Dickies Arena in Fort Worth as part of the CBM Coast to Coast Challenge. There's two men's games, and shout out to them for putting the women's game last. But folks, since losing to UCLA, now the number one team in the country, they beat Iowa State by 40, folks, 76-36. Like, this is an Iowa State team, folks, that was 15th in the country. It's got one of the premier bigs in the country. They beat them by 40. And then they turned around to beat Purdue by 48 points. This is going to be the test because the athleticism and the defense of the guards and the size inside of South Carolina is going to be, could pose problems. This matchup, like we talked about last week, this is going to come down to the center position. Chloe Kitts, Sedona Prince. Chloe Kitts is only 6'2". She was expected to do a lot better things. She's not really played the way I thought they were going to get out of Chloe this year. 10.9 points per game, 8 rebounds. Versus Sedona Prince, who I think, in my opinion, like I talked about last podcast, it's got the best post footwork in the nation at 6'7". Simply put, if Sedona Prince can put an effort similar to what she did to Notre Dame, and Connor and Van Lith can handle the pressure of South Carolina guards, I think there's a chance that they're going to do this again. In fact, I'm gonna say this. This is going to be a tight game. This is going to be a really tight game, and I got to really dive in deeper to see, and I'll have a scouting report on Sunday exclusively for this game on Sunday night. But I'm telling you right now, when you look at the Women's Basketball Championship, South Carolina is plus 240. Folks, TCU was plus 10,000. They were 100-1. Before Notre Dame, they're down to 40-1. I'm going to say this right now. If you think they're winning on Sunday and you have an ability to cash out, like once you get to the tournament, right now ESPN has a rate as a 2 seed. Folks, TCU will have a win over NC State ahead of them. In regards to their 35-1, they'll have a win versus Notre Dame, 5-1, and then it would have a win over the best odds at plus 240. Folks, they will go from 40 to 1 to 10 to 1. Trust me. If they beat South Carolina, they're going to 10 to 1. So if you're on this, you're TCU trained. I've been, and listen, Mark and Chavi have done the job, but I may be the spokesman for TCU women's basketball because I believe in these guys and I know what they can do. If they beat South Carolina, they're going to be 10 to 1 to win a national championship. If you think they're winning, and I think there's a good chance they pick them off, I would be looking at TCU women's basketball to win the national championship because you got to be able to defend, you got to have a center, and you got to have a guard that can dominate the game. And TCU has all three. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 102 for December 4th. For all things sports gambling, download that SportsGrid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. Next podcast we'll tape on Monday. We'll talk about the NBA Cup. We'll preview the quarterfinal games. Remember, those games tip off Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll also look at the women's side of basketball. The Valkyries will have their WNBA expansion draft tomorrow afternoon, and I will give you my thoughts on the Valkyries and their team and how they could line themselves up in this era inaugural season in the WNBA. For our producer, Matty George, Vinny, who does a great job with the graphics, thank you for listening, folks, and always remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Say big to Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring three fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.